I know you're facing some situations that are very real. What will you do first? Will you be anxious? Will you be reliant on other resources? Or will you, as Jehoshaphat did, will you inquire of the Lord?
Hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with singer-songwriter Babbie Mason.
Hello, my friend. It's good to see you today.
It's nice to be with you again, Babbie, and we are here with Hope Has a Name. It's our podcast that is part of TWR Women of Hope. And we have been doing a few shows together recently where we're talking about prayer and how important it is for us to come to the Lord in prayer with humility. And what it means to really persist in prayer when we're seeking something from God and doesn't seem like anything's changing, for us to really be persistent in that prayer, and how much trust it takes, the trust of a child to really come to Jesus when everything seems like it's falling apart. So we're so thankful that you have joined us today as a listener to Hope Has a Name. And we pray that today you will glean some hope from a story that we want to bring to you from the Old Testament. It's a wonderful story about a king of Judah called Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat. And when everything looked like it was falling apart as the nation of Israel was just being pursued and it didn't seem like anything was working the way that the king wanted, and he was in fear for what was happening, but he remembered what God promised to him and to the people of Israel. And he comes to God in prayer with humility and remembering God's promise.
Yes.
So today we want to look at a passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to see this prayer that this king presents to God in his humility, reminding God of his promise for
yes.
the people. So, Babbie, why don't you take us there?
I love this passage. And this passage contains a powerful story of how big God is.
Mm-hmm.
And so many stories in the Old Testament are stories that show how big God is and how God can show himself strong in the lives of people who know him and love him. And I'm sure, my friend, as you're listening today, you might be facing some situations that are bigger than you can handle. And in this story that I'm going to read, the people of Judah, who are God's people, they have some obvious enemies. Because God had made some promises to them, like a land called the Promised Land that he had promised to give them.
Mm-hmm.
And their enemies didn't want them to have them.
Yeah.
And so the enemies are going to try everything that they can do to keep God's people from becoming victorious. And maybe there's some situations in your life where there's some things that are happening in your life that you want to happen and they're just not happening. And you can even feel and know that there's some opposition that's coming against you.
Yes.
And we've been looking at how when people come to God with the right attitude,
mm-hmm.
God listens.
Yes.
We've been talking about those that exalt themselves when they should be humble. And how God, he exalts those who come to him with the right attitude. And so as I read this story, I'm going to cut to the chase and kind of get to the heart of our story. But I want you to see Jehoshaphat's attitude of humility.
Mm-hmm.
And this is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. But after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites and some of the Meunites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. So you got the picture. There are three armies. It's three against one.
Mm-hmm.
Three armies that are coming against Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah to annihilate them. Verse 2. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat that a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Gedi. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, listen to this powerful prayer. Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to be to the descendants of Abraham your friend? They have lived in it and have built it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. And you can read the rest of that passage, but I want to stop right there because I love Jehoshaphat's attitude. I love what he does immediately. It says he was alarmed, but he was not hysterical. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten some bad news? And your first, what was your first response? Were you hysterical? Were you calling, you know, from my neighborhood, we say calling auntie and them? or did you pick up the phone and dial a 1-800 hotline? Mm. Or did you do like Jehoshaphat? He inquired, meaning he sought God. He sought answers from the Lord. I love that. And then his prayer was this, are you not the God who is in heaven? Mm-hmm. It wasn't that God needed to be reminded, because God doesn't need to be reminded. He's omniscient. He knows everything. But I think in his reviewing and asking these questions of God, he was fortifying his own faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And the faith of those who were in the assembly. Mm-hmm. God, are you not the God who is in heaven? Are you not the God who has delivered us in the past? Mm-hmm. Well, because you are the God who is in heaven.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if and then, if then.
Yes.
If you are this God, then we're going to trust you.
Yeah, and I think God delights in that. I think he delights
that.
When we remember his promises.
Yes.
And we cry out to him
yes.
in that promise. Yeah. I think he delights in that.
And so this is my word of encouragement for you, the listener today, that God keeps his word. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody has promised you something and they broke their promise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But God, he never breaks a promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jehoshaphat is saying, he's reviewing this prayer. And in essence, he's saying, God, you did this for us before.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that you'll do it again.
Yeah. One thing I love too is that Jehoshaphat starts with acknowledging God's power, right? That God is more powerful than us and his promises are true. And his love is unending, never changing, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what King Jehoshaphat is remembering. Aren't you the God in heaven? Aren't you the God of power? You know, aren't you the God that rules over the kingdom of the nations?
Yes. And that very God is, he's on my side.
Amen. That's right.
He's fighting my battles.
Yeah.
And he will fight those battles that I cannot, that are too big for me to fight.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's what we see with King Jehoshaphat, a king with humility and intimacy, the intimacy of his knowing this God.
That's a powerful point, is that you cannot trust a God you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is such a beautiful trusting relationship. Mm-hmm. This is established over a lifetime of trust.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is such a word of encouragement for me, is to take time to get to know God,
mm-hmm.
intimately get to know God, mm-hmm. so that when I'm faced with those armies, whatever army that is you're facing, whether it's a health issue mm-hmm. or it's a financial issue or a relational issue, you know, those are big armies that we have to face.
Yeah.
Or whether it's a stack of bills and you got too much month and not enough money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God is going to fight for you.
Amen. And always coming back to that place where you remember what he has done for you in the past. And maybe today you're listening for the first time to Hope Has a Name with TWR Women of Hope. And you don't know this God like that. You haven't seen the power of God in your life. But but you want to see it. And you've trusted Jesus. You know, pray for God to reveal the way his power is revealed in your life. Because sometimes it can look like bringing you to a safe place in a relationship. Sometimes his power can look like getting you a new job, or it can just – his power can be pulling you out of a difficult circumstance or situation, or bringing health to your children, or bringing a child home. Things that you think are just impossible that could never happen. Think about the ways that God, even in his power, in his creation, he reveals that every single day with our sunrise and our sunsets, with, you know, the birds and the trees and the wind, things that God's power is revealed every single day around us. Try to see that today if you're struggling, because God wants an intimate relationship with you. No matter what your age or stage or position in life is, here we see a king over these armies and all these battles that are he's faced with, but yet he has this intimate knowledge and relationship with God.
Yes. You know, this verse here in verse 12, same chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat, continues to pray. And then there is a prophet or a man of God, you know, in their midst who actually tells them what to do. And he reveals to them to do something that is really just in all natural thinking, rather ridiculous. Mm. And as a singer, I feel how in the natural, how ridiculous this really sounds. He says to go down on the next day to face their enemies, and to put instead of putting all the warriors and all the brawn, you know, the big guns in the front line, he tells them to put the singers on the front line. not the cannons.
Send
the singers out there.
That's awesome.
To lead the army.
Yeah.
And what he is telling us is to enter into every trial or to face every trial with praise, not with anxiety or fear or dread, but to face our challenges with praise. And what that means is to recognize God in your situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same attitude that Jehoshaphat had when he entered into the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
He's recognizing God in his situation.
Well, we're so thankful that you are here with us today, and we pray that you were able to recognize God in your situation, to come to him and say, as Jehoshaphat said, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. We pray that you'll continue to read the story in 2 Chronicles 20 and just see God's power working and meeting Jehoshaphat and the armies there and giving them great victory. And so we pray that you'll continue to join us as we talk about Scripture and how it relates to our lives personally and how we can know and have an intimate relationship with God. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
This is Babbie, and I want to thank you for joining Peggy and me for Hope Has a Name. If you'd like to connect with us and continue the conversation, I invite you to write us at babbie@twr.org or peggy@twr.org. Hope Has a Name is a product of TWR Women of Hope. God bless you, my friend, and thank you so very much for joining us.